Hello, Sun City. My name is Jerry Conrad, and I'm running for a position on the board of directors. I owned and operated a small business for 40 years in the tennis industry, and as an independent contractor, having employees, I was responsible for contract negotiations and all other issues that a small owner has. I'm a past president of the Carriage Hills Homeowners Association in Northern California, which has 440 homes. I was a member of the Covenants Committee in Shadow Hills for 3 years and was co-chair at the end of my tenure. These experiences will be essential to me if I am elected to a position on the board. First, I would like to respond to our president's recent podcast in which he states that he would not get involved in this election from his position on the board and then immediately did exactly that. I am reminded of the saying, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Or perhaps, actions speak louder than words. There are two primary issues facing the association, the $1.5 million Capital Improvement Fund and Shadows Restaurant. The Capital Improvement Fund was carved out of the $4 million surplus that the previous board passed on to this board. The stated purpose of the fund was to provide money for new capital improvements. What most people are not aware of is that this fund is totally unnecessary, as any unbudgeted items could be accessed from the operating fund where the surplus money was held. The Capital Improvement Fund has been noted as not having any purpose by Kathy Lindstrom in the first form, and I personally do not believe in having large amounts of money just sitting around doing nothing. I believe in targeted funding that guarantees that the money will be spent on specific projects. I also believe that the rebate of some of this money to the homeowners is a good thing that will not put us in a financially poor position. A dues reduction of anywhere from $12 to $24 each month would have left from $3 million to $3.5 million in surplus money. A dues reduction stabilizes our dues and shows potential home buyers that our association is in strong financial position. The notion suddenly put forward by some that we may need to have a special assessment if we use some of this money for a dues reduction is not warranted and is a political scare tactic, in my opinion. In fact, the only person I know who has said we may need a special assessment is Johnny Goodrum, who said on May 24th, 2021, in an open session forum that, quote, we may need a special assessment to fund the expansion of Shadows, end quote. Just go to the 57-minute mark of the board meeting on that day and look for yourself. As for Shadows, I believe that Shadows is one of the most important amenities. The problems that began last year can be traced back to a couple very problematic decisions by this board. First, the board mandated a vaccination policy for all Truant employees, even though the state and local authorities had no mandate in place. I'm not making a statement against people being vaccinated, but there were consequences. Staff started to quit, and Truant was forced to shut down on Mondays and reduce hours. More staff began to leave as there were not enough hours and several left for other jobs. The next big decision that I believe that caused the problem at Shadows is the majority of the board not listening to Truant concerning the 2022 budget. Truant did ask for 20% less in subsidy for Shadows for the 2022 year. The whole truth is that Truant's offer was a reduction with the idea that restrictions were over. The drop of 20% was based on what Truant thought they could do financially based on the 2019 year, which was the last time Shadows was fully opened. And how did the majority of the board respond? The board told Truant they would lower their subsidy by another 12% to 32%. Truant then told the board that they could do that, but that would mean cutting hours so that at least 2 days would be cut from the schedule during the summer. So here we have Truant doing exactly what the board wanted, then the majority of the board pushes for even more cuts, which will result in the likelihood of 2 days shutdown during the summer and the potential for more staff layoffs. I've not heard one explanation from the board as to how this added 12% reduction is in the interests of the homeowners. Think about this. The difference in what Truant proposed and what the board decided on is about $1.40 per month in your dues. For this small amount of money, the majority of board members have created a situation where we will have days where there will be no service and our amenity will be in danger of even more disruption. Is this why we all purchase homes in Sun City? To lose the use of one of our most important amenities because of $1.40 in dues? To me, this is not how a successful board operates and is why I'm running for a seat on the board. I think the obvious answer for why we are in this dilemma is both the majority on the board and the Food and Beverage Committee think the Shadows as more of a profit center and not an amenity. Both the committee and board seem to think that because Shadows is subsidized and has a high labor cost, that we must make a change to either a new vendor or perhaps a for-profit restaurant. Both these ideas are false if you believe that Shadows is an amenity and thus one that should be subsidized and one that will inherently have higher labor costs compared to a private restaurant. I would like to say that I'm not against cost efficiencies, but we must remember that Shadows, by its very nature, is less efficient than a private restaurant. Before the recent staff slowdown and COVID, Shadows had been open every day with full staff, even during slow periods. Shadows is generally less expensive than other local private restaurants, and it caters to a smaller clientele. That's a good thing in my book. The board and Food and Beverage Committee have not produced a single working model that will show Shadows to stay open without a substantial subsidy. Just look at Sun City Palm Desert. They also subsidize their restaurants, and they have a larger base of owners. There is not one example of a single restaurant in an HOA that is not subsidized. I would also like to state that this 32% drop in the budget for food and beverage is extremely short-sighted. Think about it. Troon doesn't need us more than we need them. I'm sure Troon would be quite happy to get out from underneath the negativity from the board and just let the board and Food and Beverage Committee run Shadows. And then what? Does the board have any idea who would take their place? Do they have a plan B? Remember, there have been no vendors or private retailers who have sought taking over Shadows, according to those on the board, the last time this issue was raised. This gunslinger approach to handling Shadows could possibly lead to it shutting down, and you can bet our home values will be affected. The canary in the coal mine is what just happened last Friday. Shadows had to close at 2 p.m. due to staff shortage on a beautiful and very busy day on the golf course. This is perhaps a harbinger of what is to become of Shadows in the near future. And have any of you seen the March calendar for Shadows? Depressing to say the least. Unfortunately, this is just another sign of the poor decisions by the majority of the board to cut the subsidy and the mistake of thinking that Shadows is a profit center. Again, all this over $1.40 in your dues. I repeat, all of this over $1.40 in your monthly dues. What has happened to Shadows need not have happened. I believe it's not too late to find a solution and return Shadows back to the amenity it once was. Finally, I hope we can all take a step back and realize that after this election, that we as homeowners, as well as the board, will need to work together to solve our problems. We may differ in our ways to attain these goals, but we must remember that we all share the goal of trying to do the best we can for all homeowners in that pursuit. If you agree with my positions and wish to support my candidacy by putting up a sign in your front yard, please contact me at jerryconrad27@gmail.com, and I will drop one off to you. Thank you, and good luck to us all.